UN weapons inspectors left Baghdad this morning, joining an exodus of diplomats, aid workers, and journalists. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials, using unusually vitriolic language, rejected President Bush's ultimatum, demanding that Saddam Hussein and his sons relinquish power and leave Iraq by Wednesday night. NPR's Anne Garrels has the latest from the Iraqi capital.
The way events have unfolded for the ordinary Iraqi has been confusing, to say the least. All people here have heard from the official government media are defiant statements that American troops will be defeated. Newscasters have reported nothing about President Bush's speech to the Americans, nothing about the American ultimatum, and nothing about a 48-hour time frame. Saddam Hussein was shown on television chairing a meeting of army chiefs. The newscaster said he discussed mobilization preparations, as he's done just about every night for several weeks. Saddam did not tell Iraqis war could happen in a matter of days. What tipped off Iraqis something might be different was that Saddam had changed from his dapper suits to a military uniform. Eventually, the city was buzzing as Iraqis turned to foreign news broadcasts via shortwave radio. By evening, shopkeepers had removed whatever they could from their stores. Most windows were firmly shuttered. With the diplomatic string at an end, Foreign Minister Naji Sabri dispensed with diplomatic language. This evening, he called President Bush and Prime Minister Blair crazy, idiots, warmongers, and despots. It is Bush and Blair, he said, who should leave office, not Saddam. Speaking almost entirely in Arabic, his news conference was clearly directed at the Arab world. He said Washington plans to take over the oil not just of Iraq, but of the entire region. He accused the U.S. of colonialism. The ruling Ba'ath Party held rallies. Their members turned up by the hundreds in green military uniforms. Many carried Kalashnikovs and sidearms. But as they pledged themselves to Saddam Hussein, there was a feeling of desperation in the crowd, made up largely of overweight bureaucrats. Other Iraqis watched from the sidelines, refraining from the chants. Apart from some sandbags outside government buildings and a few seemingly useless trenches, there's little to indicate this city is prepared to fight a guerrilla war. When a journalist asked a senior Iraqi official if it would be safe to stay, he confided he thought there was little enthusiasm for a fight and that the war would be over quickly. Arab volunteers from other countries seem much more anxious to take up arms. Journalists were taken outside Baghdad to see a group of Muslim fighters from France, Algeria, Morocco, and Libya. This young man said, "We're all prepared to blow ourselves up, following the Palestinian method." He said, "We're ready for Americans and ready to die." It's impossible to give a real evaluation of military readiness here. Journalists have been restricted to the capital for several days, and most have spent the past 24 hours debating whether to stay or leave. Those who planned to stay then had to do what the Iraqis have done: buy water, food, and prepare for a siege. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.